Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am very excited to be back again here with you this week to let you let go of fear and get your life in gear. So I hope everyone had a wonderful and very filling and relaxing holiday Thanksgiving weekend. I think we have an extraordinarily perfectly timed show today in terms of the opportunity to discuss what we are calling detoxifying our lives. And I have an amazing guest with me today to talk about that subject. And the reason I think it's so apropos for this holiday time is I know that it's an opportunity for us to all come together with family members and maybe reconnect with people and friends and people in your family that you haven't seen for a long time. And overall, it's a really wonderful opportunity. I know myself, I was up in Massachusetts over the past few days and seeing my cousins and my twin nephews who are 6 years old, who are absolutely adorable. And it was just a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with people that I love very dearly, but don't get to see, you know, that often with all of our busy lives. And at the same time, it also was very noticeable to me that, you know, when you don't see family members that often, it's one of those sort of moments when we come together and it's generally very happy and everybody's relating and enjoying each other, but it also brings up the past. It brings up memories. It brings up relationship issues. And I think that it's safe to say that we all have our complex dynamics with our families. And in those situations, we have to really learn to take care of ourselves and to make the most of those situations and to really try to reconnect in positive ways. And I think that as we come off of the holiday weekend, you know, we're all sort of getting back into the swing of taking care of our bodies and trying to go back on the diet. And one of the things that I thought would be great to talk about in the wake of the holiday and as we go into the broader holiday season is how to ground yourself and cleanse yourself and take care of yourself, even if you do have to spend time with friends or family members or at parties that maybe do bring up issues that are, you know, a little bit irritating or confrontational or are fraught with maybe memories. And how do you, as I would say, detoxify yourself? How do you stay grounded and balanced in times of stress, even though holidays are positive times, I think, overall, and wonderful opportunities? It's also a time when we're can be very stressed out. So I thought it would be great to bring on a specialist in helping to detoxify our lives. And so I have a wonderful guest here today who is known as a goddess coach. And she's a very special lady based in New York. And I'm going to tell you about her and bring her on the line in a minute. And we'll get to learn about her work with people and helping them detoxify their lives. Before we do that, though, just a quick housekeeping. I want to remind everyone that I'd love to hear from you, and I love getting feedback, and I love getting your questions. So please, if you're interested in sending me some feedback, or if you have a question about any of the topics that we talk about here on Life Shifting with Dr. J, you can find me at my websites, www.jeffreyhull.com, and also www.life-shifting.com. And on lifeshifting.com, there's a place for you to send in your questions. You'll find that I am very responsive. I recently received a couple of wonderful questions from folks up in New Hampshire who'd been listening to my show last week with Sadie Nardini and asking about what it's like to enter into a yoga practice. And so please feel free to go to that part of my website where you see Ask Dr. J and send me a question or an idea or some feedback. I'd love to hear from you. So now let's switch to today's show. I'm very excited to talk with Melissa Swanger, who is, as I said, a goddess coach based in New York. Melissa works fundamentally with an international client base. She has coaching programs, workshops, retreats, and she focuses on helping women and entrepreneurs build their businesses. She's very well trained in a whole series of transformational modalities, including neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP as it's often called. She's skilled in astrology and hypnosis and in Huna healing, a whole lot of wonderful spiritual healing modalities. And she's also a very astute business person. She has an MBA from the Wharton School and is an entrepreneur herself. So she brings a wonderful integration of business knowledge and divine, the knowledge of the divine feminine and how to transform our lives and take our businesses to a whole new level. So today we're going to talk with Melissa, and I am thrilled to have her here, and I want to introduce her. Melissa, are you there?
I am here, and I am thrilled to be here, Dr. J. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, I'm really excited with the timing, because when you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about doing this show about detoxification, and you know, even in a regular everyday lives, it sounded like a wonderful theme for us to focus on. And then when I realized that we were doing this the week after Thanksgiving, when people would be kind of getting back into their normal routine after coming together with family and friends and, you know, restoring and reconnecting to relationships that they might not have been in, or people they might not have seen for a while, I thought, you know, what better topic than to kind of look at how we reclaim ourselves and stay grounded and stay, as you like to call it, detoxified in the wake of some of these more stressful moments in our lives. So, you know, maybe that's a good place for us to start. I talk a little bit about how you help your clients as they may maybe come off of the holiday weekend with some of the stresses and strains that we experience during these times.
So true that many people around this time of year are incredibly stressed out because they need to interact with family members they haven't seen in a long time. In fact, I was just on the phone with one client who was telling me that she was at home, went back to her family home, and she's encountering all kinds of intense situations dealing with a divorce in the family. And there are so many emotions that come up, so many strong emotions that come up when we're dealing with these stressful situations. So it is true, what a perfect time to be talking about this topic and to
right.
be looking at how important it is to keep ourselves.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing, and transformative messages needed to
it as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull here in dialogue with goddess coach Melissa Zwanger. And Melissa was just talking about how she supports her clients when, as wonderful as the holidays can be, can also be a stressful time, and reconnecting with family and some of those relationships that maybe we've been apart from for a while can bring up all sorts of feelings. And Melissa, you were just beginning to talk about some of the tips and things that you help your clients in order to stay detoxified during this sometimes stressful period.
Well, one of the things that's really important, especially when dealing with family members, is staying connected to your own feelings. So often when we get triggered by intense family situations, we can get disconnected. Some people even describe it as a feeling of going out of their bodies when a painful memory might be triggered or some very so I want to help people, and this is one of the things that I do in my coaching practice, is I help people get reconnected to what they're actually feeling. It's really crucial.
And how do you do that?
There are a lot of ways to do that, and so I look at what way is best for each client. One of the things that is important is to stop and breathe, to be very aware of the breath, and to be aware of what you're feeling in your body. I believe that feelings manifest through physical sensation, and that's one very immediate way to identify that there's a strong feeling going on.
Right.
So, for example, if a person is feeling sad, they might notice a heaviness in their chest, or if they're nervous or anxious, they might notice a coldness in their fingertips or their feet, or palpitations in their heart. So they're all different signs of emotional communication, and each of us can learn how to interpret just by listening the way our body tells us what it's feeling.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because I think we are very quick to notice the physical sensations of, like, overeating or maybe drinking too much or how we react to certain behaviors of other people, but we don't always think about what's going on in terms of our own feelings and our own physical system and how we may be getting signals from our body that it's time to step out of a situation, or, as you said, to take a time out and to really detoxify and take care of yourself.
Exactly. Especially if there's a strong emotion that's being triggered, and it's an emotion that was commonly experienced in childhood, what can typically happen is that we can, as you know, I was saying earlier, simply just lose contact with ourselves. So when we breathe, that's a way of making immediate contact with ourselves. And also, as children, sometimes we become hypervigilant when if there's chaos or there's something going on in our environment that's disturbing. And so what we tend to do is focus on what other people are feeling or what
right.
we think other people are feeling and not
right.
what we're actually feeling ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point. That that can be helpful in any situation, actually, not just in a stressful family situation, but even if you're in the boardroom giving a presentation, there's a tendency to focus on what's going on with other people and to forget to breathe and connect to your own feelings and take care of yourself.
Right. It can show up in any situation, and it does, because on a day-to-day basis, there are so many different situations that we're dealing with, and very few people that I know of are taught how to recognize feelings. Unless they came from a very evolved family, most of us are not taught to make that connection. We're not taught how to identify feelings, and we're not taught how to communicate our feelings. So it's
that brings up the really crucial question that once you recognize that you're stressed or that that you are feeling upset or angry or, you're connecting to that uncle that as a child you were fearful of and it's bringing up stuff for you. What do you recommend that you do with that information?
Well, it depends on the situation. There are a number of different things that that a person can do. Sometimes it involves staying in the conversation and communicating what you're feeling in a certain way, and I'll explain that in a moment. And there are other times that it's appropriate to just leave the situation, to go to another room, take a break,
right.
Just to separate from that situation momentarily until you're feeling more grounded and relaxed. In situations where you're in a conversation and you want to communicate what you're feeling, there are a number of steps that I suggest that my clients take before they actually respond to what's been said. And the reason for that is so that they are not responding from a triggered place, but they're responding from a very self-connected and self-responsible place. And those are two very different ways of communicating. Most people communicate in a very reactive way.
Yeah, I love what you're saying, because, I mean, this is probably the skill. You know, we're calling it detoxifying, but I mean, at the end of the day, this is the crucial skill that we all need to learn in order to find ways to connect and relate to people when it's difficult, when things aren't necessarily going well, and to avoid the escalation of the energy and to take care of yourself and actually be able to enter into a communication in a way that can be supportive, move things in a positive direction, and potentially, take away the energy, the negative energy.
Exactly. Yeah, when we take the negativity, or that negative energy often comes from blocked emotion, and many people will say that if they don't fully experience a feeling, if they don't really allow themselves to feel what they're feeling, they become shut down,
right.
or depressed, or irritable.
Yep.
So that emotional energy needs to flow, and we also need to be aware of, first of all, what we're feeling and what energy is flowing, and then what we want to communicate to that person about what we're feeling. So there are really two parts of this. It's one, to identify the experience that we're having, and then to determine, well, what do I want to communicate to this person? Okay, I'm feeling angry. I just want to say something really nasty to this person, but I know that it's really not the right, quote-unquote, right thing to do. So what do we do with that? And there are steps that I recommend my clients follow when they're in that situation. And I'd be happy to take you through them.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to just kind of walk through your best practices around that. I'm thinking of a situation, even for myself. I was with my family this past few days, and it was really a good experience overall, reconnecting with everyone. But I don't think I'm any different from anyone else, that there were a couple people there that triggered, like, memories in me and kind of, remembering of childhood, and it's like, I know I don't want to go there and I don't want to bring it up.
Right.
Yeah. And, yep. You think you've moved on and you think that, okay, I've let it go. But, in the moment you do get triggered. And, I was wise. I didn't, tell this person off. But,
but you were tempted.
But I was tempted. And you know, I think that just as you were mentioning your client who gets really stressed out at the holidays, I think that, you know, we're all human and we all have childhood memories and we think that that's all, you know, gone away when we come back home for the holidays, so to speak. But the reality is that sometimes, you know, those memories get re-triggered. And I think what you're talking about is really great to help people move through that energy and handle things in a really positive, you know, kind of proactive, as you said, a responsible way. So I'd love to hear your tips.
Sure. One of the things that's very important is to communicate in a way that increases the likelihood that our needs are going to get met. That's really my objective for myself and also for my clients. And so the very first step is, as I mentioned earlier, so get in touch with what the actual feeling is. Is it anger? Is it sadness? Is it hurt? Is it anxiety? What is the actual feeling? And we identify that through body sensations. And historically, that's one of the things that gets easier and easier is to practice identifying feelings. And then once we are skilled at that, we can know fairly quickly what we're experiencing. And the second step is to actually, it's before you speak, it's to stop and to dig a bit deeper and ask yourself, what just triggered me? Was it something this person said? Was it someone who's in the room who I recognize from another time? What exactly is the triggering behavior? And then, once you know what the triggering behavior is, you can start to look at what judgments you have about that person or that situation. That's where you really, within your own self, before you say anything, just play out all the judgments. So in your situation, Dr. J, whatever that situation was that you wanted to, whatever the thoughts that you were having about that person, you would play that out inside of your head, like, oh, that person's a jerk, or that person's mean, they don't know what they're talking about, they're whatever it is that you're thinking about them. So it's really important to give that space, but give that space non-verbally. And then to access, and this takes some practice, to access the deeper need that is underneath all that judgment. So let's say, you know, if someone says something to you and it sounds like a criticism or a judgment. So perhaps what the need is the need for respect, or it's the need to be understood. That's the need that is behind, if you will, behind the emotion.
Right.
So
right.
It's really important to separate those two things out, the feeling and the need. Because they're two different things, actually, and we often tend to blend them together.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking we spend so much time and energy, like, counting calories and looking at the food at the holidays and deciding I can eat 2 bites of that pie if I can eat turkey, and I eat green vegetables, and I eat 2 glasses of wine. And so we know the carbohydrates, and we know the calories, and we know the this. Everybody is into all the details around things like that. But to try to dissect your emotional being in that moment or in that period when you're interacting with someone and you're finding it frustrating or you're coming up against, you know, upset, you know, what you're pointing to is to step back and actually try to take the temperature of the situation and learn about yourself and what your real feelings are and what your real needs are, and then you can act. It's like the same kind of thing. It's like learn what you can to take care of yourself and then enjoy the food, right? But I wish people would put as much time and energy into learning about their emotional needs and their emotional sustenance as they do their nutritional sustenance.
Oh, I agree. People do invest a lot of time and energy in learning about what's good for them. But this skill that I'm talking about here today is one of the best skills that people can learn. And the reason for that is people increase the likelihood that their needs are going to be met if they communicate responsibly. And oftentimes people don't. In most cases, people become reactive. They say things that they regret, or they say things that the other person can't really respond to, or causes them to become defensive, and so the conversation either reaches a dead end or it escalates, or it just doesn't become productive and the ideal scenario is for both people to be heard and understood. And most of the time that doesn't happen because of the way that we communicate, and also it's the disconnect from our own feelings that and the way that we describe that disconnect to the other person that
right.
makes it really hard to have a productive and healing conversation.
Yeah, no, you're right on. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, let's continue down this path of giving people practices and, you know, ways to frame interactions at difficult times or stressful times to stay detoxed, to stay grounded, and as you said, to be responsible for your feelings, to have a positive outcome, whether it's with your family, your friends, or your clients, and to just be more proactive in the way we interact with people that we love. So I am thrilled to have Melissa Zwanger here, my goddess coach. Actually, I'm going to ask her what that means when we get back from the break. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toperson, pain relief and healing cream. Toperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toperson. Toperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
And we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I'm in dialogue today with life coach and goddess coach Melissa Zwanger. We're talking about how to detoxify your life. And by that, we mean how to restore and rejuvenate the vitality in all areas of your life, how to get through stressful times like the holidays where you reconnect with perhaps maybe some difficult folks in your family or the challenging times in your business around the holidays. And it's funny because I like to think Melissa's in some ways what I would call a fitness trainer for your emotions. You know, she's here to help her clients and to help you look at ways that you can avoid draining your life force energy, ways that you can access your true feelings, learn to communicate effectively with people, and get a more positive outcome for yourself and for others when you're in kind of those difficult moments. So Melissa was just giving us some of her tips and steps for what she recommends her clients do when they run up against those difficult moments. And I want to continue, Melissa, with this kind of path that we're on, that you were kind of giving people a sort of step-by-step roadmap or a recipe in some ways for how to stay grounded, how to get reconnected to your true feelings, understand your needs in a situation, and then communicate more effectively from that place. So talk a little bit more about the communication aspect. You talked about getting, you know, paying attention to your body and the signals from your body and identifying the feeling. And when you get ready to communicate, what's your tip or what's your sense of the best practices to move forward in that direction?
Well, one of the most important practices is to communicate the feeling, okay, when it's time, when you are ready, when you've gone through that step. We had talked about going through the step of noticing all the judgments that you have about the other person before you say anything, because that actually needs to have space to
right.
play out in a certain way, because if we don't do that, then we'll just kind of spew them out. So we want to let that play out internally. And what that does is it actually helps us through, and this is a practice, to get in touch with, as I said, the need that is underneath all that judgment. So let's say you know, someone is, you know, you're expecting a friend to arrive, the friend is late, and you find yourself getting really angry, and you're thinking all these things about the friend, that the friend isn't, you know, is never punctual, the friend doesn't care about your needs, all of these possible things that could be wrong with this person. You play that out, but then you take that a step further and ask yourself, what am I needing that I'm not receiving? Is it respect? Is it respect for my time? Is it a need for caring about my plans and schedule? What is that need that's not being met? So once you're aware of the need, you can actually communicate to that person. But it's only when you've reached that step of awareness should you actually communicate. Because if you do before that, the judgment's just going to come spewing out. And typically it does. And then that's what escalates the conversation, oftentimes into an argument.
Yeah, you know, I can just think of a really great example that you might want to comment on. I have a, I bet many of us have this experience. I have a relative that I love dearly, and he is very much of a very, we have this whole sort of red state, blue state going on thing. And whenever politics comes up around the holidays, he always sort of throws jibes at me for being a progressive and for being Obama supporter. And, you know, he, you know, will recount to me his latest, regaling his Fox News information and blah, blah, blah. And I do find myself sometimes getting triggered with judgments. And to your point, I mean, what has worked is for me to step back and instead of reacting and getting kind of caught up in this sort of political back and forth football that we can so easily do, is for me to step back and pay attention to my feelings and then remember why I care about being in relationship with this person. Like, what do I need from them? And it doesn't have anything to do with our politics. It has to do with the fact that, you know, he's a relative of mine that I care about. And I can accept that we have different views of the political sphere. And then I can then, I walk around the block or I walk around the house and I come back and I enter the conversation from a place of something that we can connect on.
That's wonderful. That's a beautiful example of diffusing the energy and
right.
taking care of yourself. Because ultimately, if you were to just say something in response to what he was saying, it would be, in a certain way, a defense.
Right.
And that energy of defense is it creates a toxicity in a way, because it doesn't really lead to any healthy conclusion. It just leads to a back and forth, well, I believe this, and no, I believe that. And that type of dynamic never really leads to a productive place. Another strategy, and it's a wonderful self-care strategy that you can use in a situation like that, is, let's say, if you're not wanting to leave the conversation, you can understand that there is some fear behind what he's saying, or some, when a person is confrontational and they need to prove something to you, there's a fear that's driving that.
Right.
So you can either sit quietly in empathy for whatever he's experiencing, or you can ask him, are you afraid that my, you know, and then you can make some comment about what he might be afraid of that relates to your Obama views, but there might be something typically that he, something that he's afraid of that he's having trouble articulating, so it comes across as a political slam.
Right.
When it's actually, there's something in, that's going on in his life, maybe he's afraid that politics will affect his, or the politics will affect his life, his financial circumstances, his living circumstances in a certain way that is causing him to have that level of irritability and reactivity. So that's another possible approach in that situation.
Yeah, I love what you're pointing to, because what you're saying is that if you step back and rather than be defended or reactive, you get in touch with your own feelings, that it's sort of parallel. You have more empathy for yourself. So you're stepping back and you're grounding yourself, but then you also get in touch with empathy in general.
Exactly.
And have more empathy for the other person.
And you said it so beautifully. That empathy that I was talking to, when we step back and we breathe and we just center ourselves, that is having empathy for us. And the more we do that, the more we focus back on ourselves, it's giving ourselves a lot of love and attention for whatever it is that we're feeling without having to say anything yet. First, give yourself the love. That empathy can ultimately be transmitted to the other person, but only when we've processed what we need to first. And
right.
Yes, it is absolutely something that does not come naturally to most people. It's a skill. And empathy is what heals relationships. So the more
right.
we can give ourselves empathy, the more we can heal our relationships.
So, Melissa, how did you become an expert in such a difficult area of practice?
Well, it was, of course, through my own life challenges that I learned how to develop helpful and healthy communication strategies, because I had the opposite experience in my family of origin growing up. The complete opposite experience. In my family of origin, there is a tremendous amount of verbal abuse, emotional and physical abuse, and it was a kind of environment where I know I felt and my sisters felt that they were walking on eggshells, because both parents had a lot of anger. They had a very rigid idea of who they wanted their children to be, and their thinking was, I would describe it as very black and white. Things were either right or wrong. They were good or bad.
Yeah.
So in that environment, there really isn't much space for a child to have her feelings.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's interesting, because I think that to a certain extent, most of us had some level of that in our childhood. I mean, it might not have been that extreme, but, you know, we're all carrying the armor that we wore as children to survive those difficult times, whether it's with our parents or teachers. And what I love about what you do in your work is you help us as adults to sort of melt that wall, to melt that armor, and to become stronger from the inside out. and actually become more of a feeling person and more of an empathic person and less defended, which is an amazing, amazing skill. So unfortunately, we have to take another break. And when we get back, I want you to, you know, you started talking a little bit about your how you became an expert in this land of fitness for feelings. And I want to talk about how you became a goddess coach and what that means and how you do your work with entrepreneurs and businesswomen. And so let's dig into that when we get back from the break. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, talking today with Melissa Zwanger, who is a life coach and what she calls a goddess coach to women entrepreneurs and business leaders. And we're talking about how to detoxify your life by accessing your deepest feelings, releasing and being less defended with your energy, and learning to communicate effectively in stressful holiday situations or even difficult and challenging business situations. And just before the break, Melissa was telling us a little bit about her background and how she healed herself, I think it's safe to say, and went on to be a successful businesswoman. Very special practice that she calls goddess coaching. And I have to ask Melissa to talk a little bit about what that means for you. What kinds of things to constitute being a goddess coach?
I'm glad you asked that question because so many people ask me what a goddess coach is. And what that is I coach women executives and business owners in how to awaken what I call the power of their divine feminine energy. And so that's why I use the word goddess, because goddess to me is synonymous with divine feminine energy. And as you know, we all carry both masculine and feminine energy in various proportions in our system. We are, even if we're, if you're you're masculine and feminine, whether you're a man or a woman, you have both components. And what I discovered in my journey is that feminine energy is devalued in our society. And this hurts both men and women, because the qualities of feminine energy are necessary for us to have complete and full and enjoyable, healthy lives. So the qualities, for example, of masculine, of feminine energy, let's start with feminine, would be receptivity, connection, nurturance, sensuality, resilience, and intuition.
And empathy, probably, too, right? Everything
absolutely.
We've talked about this whole
empathy.
Show has a feminine quality to it, even for men.
That's true. Empathy, compassion,
right.
are qualities of the divine feminine.
Right.
And so what I do is I coach women to access this energy as a source of strength, as a source of empowerment, so that they can have fulfilling personal and professional relationships, live with complete and total passion and creativity, and also to attract the prosperity they deserve, because that's a very important component of receiving, is to be aware of and to be empowered by feminine energy so that we can receive all of the abundance that we deserve. And that goes for both men and women.
Wow. Yeah, what I love about what you're focused on is integrating the practical side with the intuitive and what you're calling the feminine energy. Because, you know, having a business background and working with people in the real world, I think, you know, everything we've talked about during this show about accessing your feelings and becoming more effective in communicating with people in challenging moments is all applicable when you're trying to build a business and you're trying to connect with clients or you're trying to market yourself, right?
Without a doubt, because all of those relationships are indeed what you're talking about, whether it's a business or any situation that we want to build, is made up of relationships. So if
right.
we don't know how to relate, how can we build those wonderful and build upon those wonderful visions that we have? How can we create a successful business without great relationships?
Yeah, and I think what you're also doing is interesting in that a lot of women that I work with that are business leaders or business owners, you know, they get caught in kind of a false dichotomy sometimes, I think, thinking that in order to be successful in business, they actually have to be more in touch with the masculine energy, you know, more action-oriented, more decisive, more of what we think of in our culture as the masculine side of things, the task-oriented type energy. And what you're saying is that it's really important to have access to both your masculine and your feminine energies in order to be successful, even in business.
That's true. And it's the integration of the two
right.
that makes people highly creative and successful and balanced. And yes, it's true. Many women in leadership positions in business are running too much masculine energy through their system and express their skills in ways that are very masculine. And what happens is they get burned out. They get depleted, angry, irritable, stressed, their adrenals become burnt out, and then they're ineffective. And as women, they are not able to access their creativity, they're not able to nurture their relationships and do all of the things that they do naturally because they're in such a depleted state.
Yeah, no, I can, I mean, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking of about half a dozen executives that I work with that probably have some level of this going on. I mean, we're going to run out of time and I need another hour with you, but when you do have a woman that comes to you who is a stressed out business leader, either in her own business or in a senior leadership role in an organization, and you can pick up on that energy that they are sort of burnt out on the masculine, where do you start with them? What kind of tips would you suggest to them? What can I take back to my clients that might be fitting that description?
Well, the first thing I tell them is that if they're willing to get more in contact with their feminine energy, they will get more accomplished with less energy output. That usually rings a few bells. Learn how to tune into their intuition and know when to take action and what actions to take, they will not be, you know, they will be able to get off that gerbil wheel, and they will be able to take very decisive and clear actions and have more time for their own self-care, for their relationships, for their families, and for the things that make them feel healthy and vibrant and revitalized. And that's absolutely necessary for them to do their jobs. I was just telling one business owner today that as she expands into a higher level of service and a bigger vision for her company, she actually needs to increase her self-care, not decrease her self-care. And very successful women do that.
Yeah, I love what you're saying, because really it circles back around to the beginning of our show, which is, you know, if you really learn to take care of yourself and be connected to your feelings and know what you need, you'll actually have more time and more energy and be more creative, which you can apply to your business situation or your family situation or any of those. Before I let you go, Melissa, we're going to run out of time, and I want to make sure that everyone has a way to contact you if they'd like to follow up. So your website is?
It is yourgoddesscoach.com, yourgoddesscoach.com. People can email me. I'm offering a complimentary 20-minute consultation. Just put consultation in the subject heading and just send an email to contact@yourgoddesscoach.com. Or go to my website and you'll see a contact link, and you can just fill out your name and information on that.
That's great. Yeah, and I know that you do these wonderful teleseminars and retreats and group coaching kinds of things. So anyone out there listening who thinks that you could really benefit from reconnecting with your divine spirit and your feminine energy, I highly, highly encourage you to track down Melissa and get into one of her groups, because it is absolutely an amazing experience and will potentially transform your business and transform your life. So thank you, Melissa. I promise we'll have you back again, maybe right after the holidays.
I'd love to, Dr. J. Thank you so
super,
much. It's a pleasure being with
duper.
You today.
So that's all we have today, folks. And it's been a thrill once again being with you on Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I hope you'll join me next week, Monday at 5 o'clock. I am going to have best-selling author Jennifer Fried with me. She has a new book out called Wisdom from Stanley the Cat. And she's also a very well-known West Coast radio host. So next week, tune in to hear the radio hosts together. And in the meantime, have a wonderful week. Stay detoxed, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everyone.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to